when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. Where in the world has Larry Bloom been? He sends this big email out last week saying that this is the most personal, gut-wrenching show he's ever going to do, and then he doesn't show up. Well, last week I was practicing law, and I'm happy to report that I was able to avoid coming to the show by getting $250,000 for my clients. So, all in all, I think that, you know, under the cost-benefit analysis, we could push last week's show to this week. Now, the way I was going to start last week's show was talking about the lousy weather. So why don't we start this show talking about what a great day it is out there. This is a gorgeous Friday, September 30, 2011. This is autumn. And if this is autumn, I'm for autumn all year. This is perfect weather. What a great day. This, of course, is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. We're going to be spending the next hour talking about breaking the chain of insanity. This was a show that popped into my head at the middle of last week, and I realized that not only was the music very appropriate to it, but that you'll hear later on, but also that these were topics that I need to address. But since this show is all about me, let's address a couple of little side issues first. I would be remiss if I did not wish my secretary a happy birthday. I have known her since she is 15, and that's well over half of her life. So happy birthday, Stephanie. My son, we can give his age, is turning 19 today. Happy birthday, Jake. For myself, who should have pre-recorded this show, but didn't. And the rest of my Jewish friends who will be listening to the show on podcast rather than live, happy, healthy New Year. May be sweet and joyous and bring you everything that you could possibly want in this world. And sitting here a year after last Rosh Hashanah, I can tell you that The new year has been so sweet. When I was in the depths of depression and fighting it out with she who shall not be named, I did not think that there was light at the end of the tunnel. Now I sit here and I have a special guest in the studio who doesn't want to talk, a beautiful redhead who I'm happy to report I've been with for quite a while and very happy. And I am no longer legally bound to she who shall not be named. So things, hopefully, I am breaking the chain that we are going to be talking about. Okay. If you're listening to this show because you got emails in the past about from me, if you're on my email chain, interesting pun, but on my email chain, you will know that this will be the most personal show of the past year and a half that I have been on Talking Alternative. I can do it as a monologue, but it's going to be much more fun for me, and I think much more fun for you out there to listen, to have a dialogue, to talk about the issues that I want to address today. Your input is not only welcomed, but it's really important to the show. So if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call here, 877-480-4120. You can also email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com during the show. And we also have a Facebook fan page for the Talking Alternative Network. If you're not sure how to get there, ask your children. I'm sure they'll tell you how to get there. Also, if you find these discussions helpful, entertaining, or in any way stimulating, please don't keep us a secret. Talk about the Divorce Hour and the entire Talking Alternative family with everyone you know. As I've said many times before, shout it from the rooftops. We want to hear you. We want to hear from you. We want to increase our group, our listenership, and of the station as a whole, because we have a lot to offer. As many of you know, I've been involved in the formation of a new divorce support group in New Jersey. And, you know, one hand washes the other. We had, not this past Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, we had a special guest speaker, Gene Grossman. How did I find Gene Grossman, who at some point will be a guest on this show? I found her because Karen McMahon, who has been a guest on the show, said, I'm not schlepping in New Jersey for your support group, but I've got somebody who's, you know, my line, who's almost as good as I am, who's in New Jersey. And sure enough, she was equally good, maybe even better than Karen. I love you both, Gene and Karen, but, you know, it was just wonderful. The beauty of the support groups that I'm working with is that just about everybody who goes to those things, from the participants who are looking for support to the facilitators who are aiding and giving support, and to the organizers like Mary and myself, we find something, each person finds something each week that resonates with him or her. So if you're interested in the support group, we have 8 more weeks left. This week's topic, anger and conflict. And nobody wanted to do the conflict part of it, so since I do conflict every day, they have given me the job. So I will be a presenter this week as well as doing my other jobs. Okay, one of the things that we learned about when Gene was speaking a week and a half ago, it wasn't new to me and it wasn't new to anybody else, but it really hit home the common definition of insanity. What is insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Doesn't that make sense? If you do the same thing, you get the same result. Now, we're coming up against the break, so let me just say that the Divorce Hour, the whole program, it's very special to me, and it's been my baby for the past 18 months. And as my loyal listeners know, I address topics that interest me. In fact, I said it earlier today, and I say it on almost every show. This show is all about me. And today will be more of the same. Only more so. Am I insane? Are you insane? Well, I can only speak for myself. We're going to get into this whole insanity issue and codependence and narcissism and the chain of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result when we get back from break. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. We can't do it without you. Listening is great. Calling in and participating is even better. 877-480-4120. We are here, as always, on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Why did I pick that song? Well, that's Prince, When Doves Cry. The chorus, the hook. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Maybe I'm just like my mother. My father, too cold. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Over the years, and let me just say, the rest of the music will be takeoffs on the word chain, but this one is actually what this show is about. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Maybe I just date my mother. Ooh, did I say that? Okay, over the years, I have reinvented myself on numerous occasions. And yet, with my present relationship as an exclusion, all of my relationships have turned out exactly the same way. Is that my fault? Or is that the fault of my partners? Is that the fault of she who shall not be named? Is it the fault of fantasy girl, transition girl, or any of those girls that predated my marriage? And what role does the relationship of my parents play into this? At one point on Tuesday night, I actually had the brainstorm and did not insert the filter between my brain and my mouth before shouting out, "You mean I've been dating my mother?" That's just so wrong on so many different levels. And yet, my marriage, my post-separation relationships, and even my pre-marriage relationships, pre-separation, Freudian slip, pre-marriage relationships, have fallen into the same categories as my parents' marriage. What is love? That, of course, is the $64,000 question. But like United States Supreme, you know, it always comes back to the law. Look what United States Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said about pornography. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. Did I see it in my parents' marriage? The answer I usually give is absolutely not. However, that's not exactly true. When my dad became my mom's primary caregiver prior to her death, that was when I was able to see the true love that existed between them. But for all of my childhood, those Prince lyrics haunted me. Now, my parents' relationship was never my role model for love. Instead, I saw that in the parents of one of my dearest friends. Max and Rose were married forever. Rose died what I call a relatively young woman in her late 70s. Max died at 104, God bless him. He was a country doctor, literally attending to the births, wellness, and eventual death of everyone in his small town. Rose was his devoted wife, ran the house, and raised the kids. But it was what I saw in Rose when Max walked into a room, and more so, what I saw in Max when Rose walked into a room that taught me about what love is and what I want. When that happened, when particularly when Rose walked into the room that Max was in, each of them instantly became 20 years younger. There was vitality in these older people, that there was the gleam in each of their eye. God, I wanted that. I wanted it so bad. Of course, knowing that and acting upon it are entirely two different things. Sometimes the physical beauty of someone has blinded me into thinking that someone was making me feel younger, only to realize that the blinding light was nothing more than lust. And then I thought, especially with my platonic female friends, that over time, when I truly liked and respected a woman, my perception of the physical beauty changed for the better. When I found something less than attractive in their personality, my view of even the most beautiful of my friends had disintegrated before my names. So what about those people who stayed beautiful physically? Like an idiot or an insane person, I viewed that person as a love match. Rather simplistic, wouldn't you say? Rather stupid, or just plain human. There are objectively beautiful people out there that stay that way no matter how bad they treat you. Of course, it took me most of my 57 years to learn that. And I was watching, all right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was watching Ellen List yesterday afternoon, and she had Heidi Klum on. And I don't have a personal relationship with Heidi Klum, but I can imagine her being the most difficult woman in the world, and I would still think she was gorgeous. So there are people that are objectively beautiful that will stay that way. But again, what is insane is doing the same thing over and over again, picking the same person over and over again, and expecting the same result. I never really understood that I was responsible for doing the same thing and picking the same person. I never really understood that I was more responsible for my own happiness than my partner being responsible for my happiness. And so, again, really, it's all about me. And still, the chain continued. What is that chain? Well, for me, the chain is the type of women I attract and those I find attractive to me. I have often joked that there is only room in a relationship for one narcissist, and that's me. Remember, it's all about me. And yet, when Gene Grossman gave us the characteristics of dysfunctional narcissistic relationships, a few of them jumped off the page for me. You ready for the most dysfunctional, the one that really resonated with me the most? Do you withhold sex as punishment towards your partner? And we talked about that in a group of about 40 people. And the presenters responded when I made a comment about how that was my marriage. That she goes, how does that work for you? And obviously it didn't work. But, you know, I have to be funny about it. So I said, well, it's a double-edged sword. But what is the chain for me? What is the chain for you? Call in and give us a call. For me, I thought the chain was, I wanted to be the white knight, the hero who swooped in to save the day, to save that damsel in distress. It's really been a trait that existed before my marriage. When I met she who shall not be named, Voldemort. And now, or at least not now, but in the years prior, subsequent to my separation. The only problem is that whole damsel in distress thing gets old really fast. The lady in distress, so appealing in the beginning, all of a sudden switches into a dependent shrew. And it doesn't take long for that to happen. And I want to talk more about that. And I want to hear from you out there. Please give us a call, 877-480-4120. I'm bearing my soul out here. Bear yours, too. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, your host here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
You know, I don't have to talk today. I can just sit and listen to the music. Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools. And she was a link in my chain, a different kind of link. Let's talk about my chain. So, after I married a damsel in distress and realized that that was not what I wanted, I made a conscious decision that I wanted something else. And, you know, I've always said that one of the advantages to a bad marriage is that I have a lot of very good close friends, male friends. And I went out with them. I went out with a few of the boys right after I announced. Right after I separated, within a couple of days. And you know, each one who had been in a long-term marriage, mine had just passed the 25-year mark, which is pretty long. Each one of them wanted to know what I was looking for in a woman. And I said, there's only one trait that's mandatory. And each guy, you know, guessed, usually with an anatomical suggestion. Each one I gracefully declined. And finally I said, nope, there's one trait. A job. After all, my ex didn't have one. And simplistically, I thought that was part of the problem. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Independent women became sexy to me. But independent women, particularly divorced women, who have been on their own for years, are used to having things their own way. My first post-marriage girlfriend, we'll call her the fantasy girl, the one who stayed beautiful no matter what she did, had a job, but she was struggling to pay her bills. And, but she wanted things her way. She picked the movie. She picked this. She picked that. She was, you know, those were the things she wanted to do. And I, the lovesick, love-starved puppy dog, obeyed, blindly following her. But she was the arm candy I wanted at the time. She was the proverbial, you know, what I called my fish story. The one who had gotten away from my youth. And ultimately, the one who stayed gorgeous, no matter how my heart ultimately broke. And I figured she was my transition girl. She was the one that was going to get me from marriage to something further. Well, she wasn't the transition girl. She was the fantasy girl. What I do next? Okay, so she was she was struggling. She was independent, but she was struggling. So what did I find next? A high-powered executive. Completely independent. Money was no object. But she was completely set in her ways. And she was a golfer, which had another added attribute. And, you know, maybe that blinded me from some of the things that I didn't like there. I had a great summer. I played golf, did my favorite activity, played golf, more than I ever did. And I spent virtually every non-working minute with her. She was the furthest thing from a damsel in distress, and I was the furthest thing from a white knight. But she picked my clothes. I keep talking about wanting to change the underwear that I wear because she picked all my underwear. But really, if you take that attribute, she was exactly the same as my wife. The only difference being she spent her money and my wife spent my money. But she decided which golf courses we'd play, where we would go on vacation, which friends we would go out with. And again, it was all about her. Why do you think that I come into this studio week after week and say, it's all about me? Well, ultimately, she turned out to be the true transition girl, and she was the one that actually broke my heart. You know, when the fantasy girls stops being a fantasy, it's disillusionment. It's not really breaking your heart. When somebody you think you love drops you like a hot potato, then that takes some getting over. For those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, that is when I was playing Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't over and over and over again. And this was real, but the whole thing was really no different from my high school girlfriend, no different from my college girlfriend, no different from my law school girlfriend, for whom I was the other man for a year and a half. I'm a really smart guy, but I do a lot of really stupid things. And up until recently, when I found somebody who was concerned about me and what I wanted, I lost interest. I got bored. And is this the insanity? Is this the chain? Did I only want a woman who would treat me the exact same way my mother treated my father? With aloofness? Until the day she really and truly needed him to take care of her? Well, with 20/20 hindsight, sure as hell looks that way now. But how do I break the chain? How do I stop playing the same variations on the same theme? You tell me. The phone number, giving you the phone number. I want to hear from you. 877-480-4120. Okay, as we approach another break, let me tell you some good stuff. Right now, I consider myself, I hate to sound like Lou Gehrig, particularly since my mom died of Lou Gehrig's disease, but today, I consider myself the most luckiest man on the face of the earth. I have gotten rid of the house. I have gotten rid of the wife. After 40 pounds off in the last 8 weeks, I am getting rid of the flab, and I am getting a life. But much more important than that, I met someone who doesn't feel the need to buy me clothes, to pick my clothes, to control each and everything we do, and to control what I do when I am not with her. Is this love? I don't know. I think so. It's certainly the closest thing I have ever experienced in my life. I have an equal. I have someone who is happy when I'm around, who misses me when I'm not there, and who only wants me to be happy. That's not to say she doesn't want to be happy too, but my happiness seems to bring her joy. And that's great. Now, this is really weird for me. Why? Because the ex-wife used to say, you spend more time on the golf course with your friends than you do with me. Now, mind you, this was when I played 10 rounds of golf a year, half of which came during one weekend in Myrtle Beach with the boys every year. During the past two summers, I played over 50 rounds each year. In sharp contrast, I now hear when I say to my partner, you want to play golf? Great. Go have fun, because I know the golf season is short and you're not going to be able to do it for long. Yet this past summer, I played maybe 20, 25 rounds, half of what I've been playing. Not because I feel guilty about playing, but because I have so much fun doing other things with her. You know? Okay. You know what? We're coming up against a break. I think this is a good spot for me to not do my Christmas Carol reference. And no, I'm not going to talk about Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm going to talk about a much more fun character. One of my favorites in the whole story. This is the Divorce Hour. If you have a question, give us a call. Be a part of the show. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. Here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, tonight's show marks the third time that we've selected one of their recordings as our Shindig Pick of the Week. And when you hear this one, I'm sure you're going to agree there really was no other choice besides Unchained Melody by Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. In time.
Best known for that true love story, Ghost. Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. My favorite character was the quote friend, the close quotes, that swooped in. Tony Goldman, I think is his name. Always plays a jerk. Bad guy. Okay. So we're talking about golf. I always like to talk about golf. And, you know. So am I now breaking the chain that has grown more links over the years than the chains that have surrounded Jacob Marley's neck? See, Jacob Marley is my favorite character in The Christmas Carol. Because he spent eternity with those chains. At least Scrooge, you know, he had his awakening, but not Jacob Marley. And what's my son's first name? Jacob. And those chains, those links of the chains, have continued throughout scores of years in the dating and relationship world. God, I really hope I'm breaking the chain. But I have absolutely no idea whether that's true or not. And, you know, if my current relationship were to end, and it's been a year, it's been a great year, what would I do next? Would I go back to my old style? Would I pass the pond and stare at my reflection and say, who is that good-looking man? That, of course, is narcissist. Narcissist, excuse me. That's where the expression of narcissism comes from. Oh, God, I hope not. But I'm human. And human beings are capable of making mistakes. That's what I always say about the practice of law. That's my syllogism for the practice of law. Judges are human beings. Human beings are capable of making mistakes. That's why there are appellate courts. You know, I hope that the mistakes I make are new ones. I hope I don't keep making the same old ones over and over again. When I planned the show last week, I was going to tell you that next week, meaning this week, was Rosh Hashanah and that a nice Jewish boy would not do the show on Rosh Hashanah. Well, it's Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Bloom family have addictive personalities. One of my addictions, besides food, is I can't stay away from the microphone. I'm a hamster. I have to come here and I have to get my fix of the radio. I have to get my fix of the self-therapy. Tell me, what do you guys think about this issue? We still have time left today. I can talk about the weather. I can talk about, I can go back to Greek mythology if you'd like. I can go into any one of a number of subjects. We're breaking chains here. We have the same old chains. Please give me a call, 877-480-4120. You folks in the Midwest who are listening today, join the show. Tell us why, tell us why St. Louis is going to beat whoever they're playing. Tell us why, whatever your pleasure is. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom. We will be back in a couple of minutes, and we will talk about this subject some more on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. Unchain my heart. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
Unchain my heart. You know, the most fun I have each week is picking the music for the show. It's just so much fun for me. And I still have some of the Divorce Hour Greatest Hits Volume 2 Celebration CDs floating around. So if anybody wants one of those, you know, that'll be an excuse to call into the show. And I will give I will give both of my CDs to the first caller who can tell me who sings the song that we open the show with every week. When Love Goes Astray. Okay. You know, it's occurred to me that not only is it mom's fault, or not only is it dad's fault, but you know what? It's also the fault of the parents of the people that I've dated. You know, you would think I was in the studio all by myself today, but my partner's here, Joe. Janice is working the controls along with Sam, and we're having all these conversations, and, you know, our parents' relationships are so much different. And Joe was just saying how her parents' relationship was the Max and Rose relationship that I opened up the show with. And, you know, I have followed the old joke. Doc, it hurts when I'm banging my head against the wall. What should I do? Doctor says, don't do that. Well, in my relationships, I have been banging my head against the wall. And I guess when you play I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't 100 times in a row, that, you know, eventually you have to break the record. You have to take... I just showed my age. They don't have vinyl anymore. What is a record? You have to smash the CD, delete the MP3. You have to do those things. And, you know, I'm open to new things, and I think that being with somebody whose parents had that kind of love for each other, and I never met her parents. I only know what she tells me. You know, she knows more than I do. She's smarter than I am. Her life experiences are better than mine. She hasn't made the same mistakes over and over and over again. And contrary to popular opinion, she does know how to cook. She just prefers not to let that secret get out. Just like I prefer not to let the secret get out that I am a nice guy. A lot of things I do now, other than and even the practice of law, really is a labor of love. This radio show is a hoot. I love it. If I had a 3-hour slot, I could do 3 hours by myself. No problem. But, you know, it's my therapy, and it allows me to do what I want. And I think that I'm now recognizing that I have a voice, not just for the radio, but I have a voice in what I want in life, what I want in a relationship, what I want to do when I get up in the morning. And when I think about my marriage, because this is, of course, the Divorce Hour, that's the name of the show, I always think about priorities. And my initial reaction is to blame Voldemort and say, you know, I was low on her priority list. But you want to know the real truth to the whole thing? I was low on my priority list. I was the white knight. I had to save this one. I had to take care of the kids. I had to buy the practical car, he said, now driving a convertible. I had to do for others. And God, what a wonderful job for a codependent than to be a divorce lawyer. What a wonderful job, because all I do is deal with damsels and men in distress and help them over their hump in life. And I guess what I've now experienced, both in a good relationship and having suffered the slings and arrows of my own divorce, is that the trick isn't for me to solve their problems. It's for me to get them to stand up on their own 2 feet. And I'm going to say this flat out. If it wasn't for Joe, I don't know if I'd be able to say I can do that for myself today. I am in such a wonderful position right now that I glow. Now, it's funny. I remember a time when I was with Fantasy Girl, and I was really worried. I was worried that I was going to lose my professional edge because I was so used to being angry. Remember, anger and conflict are the topic next week at Take a Stand for Respect. I was so used to being the angry young man, or then the angry middle-aged man, that it was part of my persona, and I used it very effectively in the practice of law. And all of a sudden, I got happy. Happy is a silly word. I got stupidly happy. And I really was worried about losing my edge. And I remember a client fired me because she thought that I was not serious enough about her case. And you know what? I was serious enough, but I recognized at the time that if I'm going to complain about a man not showing up in a snowstorm from 3 states away, the judge is going to give him the adjournment anyway, so I can be magnanimous. Client didn't like that. Too damn bad. Too damn bad. But you know the funny thing about the edge? Now I sound like you too. The funny thing about the edge? You can turn it on. And you can turn it off. And it's really very funny. I have a case now where I represent the husband. The wife is represented by a guy I have been fighting with for the past 31 years. Fighting with? He's another lawyer who is my contemporary. And we're in with the lawyer for the children who only knows this a little, and her intern. And she says to the intern, "They sound like they really hate each other, but they're the best of friends. They're just, this is what they do." And it's true. I wouldn't say we're the best of friends, but we have a great working relationship. We can settle cases. And when we have to advocate, we advocate. So the edge is there when needed. My time is running out. Go figure. So let's talk about what we're going to do. Let's talk about the future, shall we? If you have a topic you want to address, shoot me an email. Sounds kind of dirty, but shoot me an email at larry@divorcebybloom.com. If you're interested in the support workshop, shoot me an email at takeastandforrespect@gmail.com. And yes, there are two R's together in that email address. There are no spaces. In the coming weeks, I hope to have Jean Grossman here, because I think what she said about abuse and dysfunctional relationships and codependence is really important. Karen McMahon is about to publish an ebook, and as soon as that is live, I guess that would be the prop up, whatever, however you express emails, then she'll be back. I'm going to have a male dating coach to address the flip side of the dating coaches that have previously been on this show, and one of whom now has her own show here at the Talking Alternative. And finally, I think we're ready for the long-awaited chat with the sex therapist. Why? Because it's all about me. Dating and sex is far different in your 50s, now my late 50s, that it ever was before I was married when I was in my 20s. As they say, time wounds all heals. Or is that the other way around? Of course, this show is not just my own personal soapbox self-therapy session. If there is a topic you want addressed, please let me know. I want to wish everybody a great weekend. Enjoy the fall, which is really kind of summery today. Enjoy indoor and outdoor activities with someone you love, whether it's your spouse or not. See you next week. Stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who, as always, will have a very interesting show, not talking about the same self-therapy that I engage in here. Have a great week, everybody. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, We do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.